Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Wednesday, 24th of December, and it's still cold here at 22 degrees Celsius, but the weather forecast predicts for today clouds and limited sun, and mostly cloudy over the night. Temperatures between low of 23 to high of 29, with heat index of 31 degrees Celsius. And we can expect another breezy day with northerly winds at 20 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 33 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 8%. Today is 24th and is Christmas Eve, a Christian holiday honoring the birth of Jesus Christ, and Christmas evolved over 2 millennia into a worldwide religious and secular celebration, incorporating many pre-Christian pagan traditions into festivities along the way. Today, Christmas is a time for family and friends to get together and exchange gifts. And Christmas is not a time nor a season, but a state of mind. To cherish peace and goodwill, to be plenteous in mercy, is to have the real spirit of Christmas. And following is the phone interview with Angeline about the concert Christmas Angels on Friday 26 at 7:30 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabuni. So, good morning, Angeline.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Christmas is around the corner, actually, tonight, and tomorrow is Christmas Day, but you decided to have a concert on Friday.
Yeah, it'll be Friday evening. Doors open at 7:15, and then we'll be playing at 7:30 for about an hour.
For about an hour.
Yeah, so, Kripa is such a beautiful venue. So.
Yeah, sound acoustically is really well treated, yeah?
Yeah. Beautiful.
And it's
grand
big.
Piano.
That's true. Okay, so when you're talking about the grand piano, who would be performing, you and your partner, Yurian, yeah?
Yeah, well, I met Yurian about 2 weeks ago and just figured out that he was an amazing pianist. And so we decided to play some music together.
Mm-hmm.
And we've come up with a set list that we both like. We both enjoy playing some jazz standards and some of my originals, and mm-hmm. also a few covers that we both like. And Yurian's from Holland.
Yes.
And I'm from Australia.
No.
And yeah.
And you would be singing and playing guitar, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's right.
But you call yourself Christmas Angels. How come?
Christmas Angels.
Yeah.
Well, my name's Angeline, and mm-hmm. a while ago, Yurian called himself Yuriangelo,
mm-hmm.
I think as a bit of a joke, and that's still his email address. So mm-hmm. we figured, because it's Christmas, and
you, Angeline.
Yeah, we just kind of went with it. It was already there, so we went with it.
Cool. So, if I understood correct, you guys, before 2 weeks before, you haven't met before yet, yeah?
Yeah, we met, it was probably between 2 and 3 weeks ago that we met and started playing music together about 2 weeks ago. But things are just coming together and...
One of those heavenly coincidences or whatever you will name it,
yeah,
happenstances.
Yeah, pretty cool. Cool. Yeah, it's just Yurian has so much to offer on his own, and
mm-hmm.
I perform on my own as well, so it's really nice to collaborate with someone that's artistically driven in their own right. And
cool.
I think it should be a special night.
Yeah. So we're gonna hear some soul, some jazz standards and some other songs, right?
Yeah. We're still refining the set list because we're playing another gig tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So we're playing another one in Mango Hill for Christmas Eve, and then on Friday at Kripa. So the set list tonight will be longer, mm-hmm. and then Friday night we'll refine the set list to about an hour,
mm-hmm.
and choose some standards and, yeah, some of my originals that I've written back in Australia that mm-hmm. I perform over there. And then there's a couple of, there's a few covers that we both enjoy playing as well, so just kind of worked out, which is nice.
Cool. If somebody is really anxious, he can hear you tonight, otherwise on Friday, right? But tell me something else, Angeline. Since your name is not, and I don't remember the face. How are you two connected with Auroville?
I think Yurian's been coming back to Auroville for, I think this is his fourth time,
mm-hmm.
and this was my first time. I just kind of came here spontaneously
mm-hmm.
after a friend suggested that it was a nice universal town where cool
visit.
Things seem to happen. So, proven right.
What is your impression about this?
About Auroville?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, there's something pretty special about this place. It's not just another town. It's, it's taking me a while to understand it. I don't think I do understand it, but there's something very magnetic about this place, and it keeps opening up. There's always different avenues revealing themselves, and, there's such a beautiful healing kind of department, and I'm currently volunteering at Buddha Gardens, and it's really,
nice.
Really nice. It's waking up in the morning and spending 3 hours kind of giving back to nature.
That's
and,
cool.
Yeah.
That's a really nice feeling, yeah?
Yeah, it's great. It's good.
Cool. So enjoy your stay, and we're going to hear you and see you on Friday at Creep at 7:30 p.m.
Sounds good. Yeah, we start at 7:30, but come a bit earlier if you want to claim a seat, claim a cushion.
Okay.
Cool.
Angeline, to you and Yuri Angela, wish you Merry Christmas if you celebrate it. Otherwise, still a nice day. Huh?
Great. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you, Angela.
Okay.
Yeah, bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
On Friday, we are also invited to come and celebrate Sedona Forest's 11th birthday with afternoon presentation, tour, ecofilm and dinner. And it all starts at 2 p.m. in the afternoon for our afternoon of learning about sustainability and Sedona Forest, sharing knowledge, passion and skills, eating great food and having fun. All are welcome to come to take part in this completely free event. And the schedule goes like that. At 2 p.m. presentation of the work of Sedona Forest in India, Haiti and Kenya with Abiram. At 4:30 tour of the community and forest with Kate. At 6:30 short films about the work of Sedona Forest and snacks. At 7 p.m. film Samsara. 8:30 vegan organic dinner. They hope to see us all for their birthday celebration. And there's a bus service for Sedona Forest birthday, departing from Sola Kitchen at 1:30 p.m. On Saturday, 27 at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, the French Pavilion, Chiro and the Unity Pavilion present talk given by Jean-François Nobel, Pioneering Humanity, From the I to We. And this time, this talk will be in English. And the same day, Saturday, 27th, at 7:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, we can see Treehouse Brazil photo presentation, whereby the Treehouse community is going to share some photos and give a presentation of their trip to Brazil. On Sunday, 28th at 5:30 p.m. at Pitanga Cultural Center, violin solo recital by Ladislao, with Johann Sebastian Bach and Eugene Ivoli. On Sunday, 28 at 6 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India International Zone, we can see Samarpan and Kanda, two pieces of dances with choreographer and dancer Kalpana Raghuraman, who was born and raised in the Netherlands and is also deeply rooted in Indian culture and sees herself as a bridge builder between cultures, traditions and people. She distinguishes herself in the rich field of dance because of her approach to researching and creating dance. This has led to a very personal dance style, which is contemporary in nature and has references to Bharatanatyam. And today, between 3 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., Christmas celebration at Unity Pavilion. But New Colors and Ed Anjavanadi will celebrate the New Year, starting at 6 p.m. on 1st of January, with lighting the candles and music. And New Colors is educational and creative learning center situated in a peaceful, friendly environment of Ed Anjavanadi village, and their main service is to provide a free after-school support program for the village children. And from PTDC comes the information and announcement that on Christmas Day, 25th, which is tomorrow, on New Year's Eve, 31st, next Wednesday, PTDC will be open only from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. But It will be closed on 1st of January. They wish all of us light and peace. And a New Year party at World Café is already announced, but you can participate in tonight's dinner, either at World Café or Visitor Center. And for 1st of January, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Nilangatam, it's announced community building workshop. And this workshop will go on for 2 more full days, Friday and Saturday. It is a group process to lead to deeper, more authentic communication. It's based in the principle identified by Dr. M. Scott Peck and his books. Experiential in its nature, community building is an adventure in human interaction based on a set of guidelines and principles. Participants are gently guided through a process that shows how to look beyond the cultural, political and religious differences that prevent us from embracing our common humanity. And here's the note from our team. Because we are always looking for people who are passionate in communication and would like to share skills or learn audio production. We also welcome people who have capacities in website creation, as we would like to merge the radio site with our TV site. People are welcome to join us for short or long periods of time. Regarding Akur and the sound barrier matter, we are waiting for a conclusion, and the noise makes the radio work quite difficult and the matter is still pending since 10 months. Volunteer Lionel finished collecting the data and created the criteria for populating sampling for surveys. This information, along with the interview explaining his work, will be shared next week on our website. The criteria can be used by any groups. And on Friday 26th of the CAF, we'll focus on the 10th anniversary of tsunami. So please join us in person or by phone from 10:30 to 10:45 a.m. to share your memories of that event. Our fundraising efforts will start again in the coming weeks, and we are missing a third of yearly budget. And let us conclude with the cinema. At Cinema Bharat Niwas, on Friday at 7:30 p.m., they will screen a special program, Throw of a Dice, a silent Indian movie made in 1929 with a live musical accompaniment by Kim Cunha and Heather Lee. And the film was directed by Franz Austen. At Eco Film Club Sadhana Forest, they will screen at 7 p.m. at the occasion of their 11th birthday, Samsara, which is a documentary made by Ron Fricke in 2011. At Orole Cafeteria and Art Gallery, they will screen a DVD on Saturday 27 at 7:30 p.m. And they will screen Meetings with Remarkable Men, a film by Peter Brook. And it will show the early years of Russian mystic Gurdjieff. On Thursday 25th, there won't be no movie in Cinema Paradiso, but on Saturday they will continue with food series at 8 p.m. Estomago, a gastronomic story, made Brazil and Italy in 2007 by director Marcos Jorge. At Children's Film on Sunday 28th at 4:30 p.m. we can see Adventure Action Romance, The Adventures of Robin Hood, and later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club, Night on Earth, made in USA in 1991 by director Jarmusch. And from Prayers and Meditation of the Mother, we read, Sweet Master of Love, grant that all my consciousness may be concentrated in Thee, so that I may live only by love and light. We all wish you a merry and peaceful Christmas, happy Kwanzaa, and thank you for listening. And you can reach us on rvradio.org.